Good transition.
Well, hello, everyone. So it is currently 9:04 p.m. So what does that mean, everyone? I think it means that we are ready for a rendition, maybe the best rendition ever to come, of Preserved Jams. So this is Preserved Jams with a lot of fun extra hosts today, if we can introduce ourselves. So obviously, I'm Anna.
I'm Saba.
I'm Kama.
I'm Peter.
I'm Sam.
I'm Cammy.
I'm Big Boy Bobby. You know what it is. Alive. Honey's dead. And I'm still here.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we have got some great stuff for you tonight. We've got some 64 Chetwynd versus 100 West Adams / Ren 440. What are you doing?
The future of 100 West Adams.
The future of 100.
The current 440s.
Yes, the current 440s, future 100 West Adams.
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. It's going to be
real debate.
Really good.
Yeah.
Real arguments.
We're very excited.
Real discussion, real issues.
Shalom.
All of the above. So stay tuned for our version of Family Feud. That'll be really good.
Let's go, Roberto.
Okay, wait, can we come over here?
Robin's climbing on the table.
He's climbing.
Robin's flipping switches.
We're going to play some tunes while we get ourselves all situated. So thanks for tuning in, everyone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Look who it is. It's us. We are rocking and rolling, and we're ready to bring you some of the freshest content on the entirety of the airwaves.
Be fresh isn't fresh enough. We're A fresh. That's one letter grade more of fresh.
That's a 4.0.
That's a 4.0.
Freshness scale.
A 4 with...
You could graduate magna cum laude with that GPA.
Didn't we say there's no swearing allowed on the radio?
I'm sorry, who knows? So anyways, I'm going to lay out how we're going to structure this show tonight. It's a very special show because, as I said, if you're just tuning in, we have some very special guests with us tonight. So we are going to do a sort of Family Feud-esque kind of game show. So me and Rob Katz, we're going to come up with some sick freeform questions for you guys. And they can be totally opinion-based or not, completely up to you. But we're going to ask a question to all of the people here. Each team is going to get one song to decide amongst each other and then a minute to compare and like make their point as to why, for example, a certain type of pasta is the best type of pasta. So
write that down. So we'll introduce our teams. So
right here is the Ren 440s with Saba and Kemma. I like to give a big shout out to my mother.
She's listening. Hi, Lita.
They're like very eager to like kind of introduce themselves, and maybe we could do that ourselves.
I know. So let's introduce them.
If we win, she'll be getting a prize.
This is from my mother.
Over here from the 440s, we've got Saba Khandani and Kemma Khan. And then representing
Khan and Kem.
64 Chetwynd, we have Peter McCauley, Samuel Persicelli, and Benjamin Kaminoff.
Wait, is it fair that I have an extra person?
This is kind of unfair.
It's probably more fair.
You can have a smaller family. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Everything has to be normalized now. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. We're going to win anyway. So
this is a modern family kind of situation. We're going to ask our first question. Rob Katz, come at us with that sick question.
So, when we look at pasta, we got a whole different kind, a lot of kinds. You got the ones that look like the bow ties of pasta, pasta of bow tie. There's rigatoni, which is shaped like a reggae tone. You got the spaghetti, which looks like my Uncle Francis Spaghetti's back hair. What's the kind of pasta that if you could make an pasta, it would be that one.
You have one song to decide amongst yourselves, and then consequently argue your point for why that is the type of pasta that you would make. You always stepped my girl.
Can't go out, Mechanicsburg, Anchorage, and Dar es Salaam. We'll home in New York with champagne and disco. Tapes from LA / San Francisco. But actually, Oakland and Alameda. Your girl was in Berkeley with a communist reader. Mine was in tune with a boombox and Walkman. I was a horrible girl that was back then. Love's the love, the wisdom teeth, I love what you're on about. I feel it in my bones, I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house, such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone, I can't do it alone. Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Ancestors told me that Degas was better. She's richer than Croesus, she's tougher than leather. I just ignored all the tears of a past life. Still conversation deserves but a bread knife. And punks would laugh when they saw us together. Well, they didn't know how to dress for the weather. I could still see them
they're huddled on Aster. Snow falling slow to the sound of the master.
The gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm strong enough, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. Can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Wisdom's a gift, but you trade it for youth. Age is an honor to stand up the truth. We saw the stars and they hid from the world. Cause the sun when it stepped to your girl. Maybe she's gone and I can't resurrect her. The truth is she doesn't need me to protect her. We know the true death, the true way of our flesh. Everyone's dying, but girl, you're not old yet. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for the house. Such a modest mouth. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. Gloves are off, the wisdom teeth are out. What you on about? I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now, I'm ready for.
Excuse me. This is not the content that we're talking about on the radio.
I'm just trying to incite conflict.
So, the question that we asked previously was, what type of pasta is the best type of pasta? First to argue their point is 64 Chetwynd.
Samuel Persicelli comes from a long line of established Italian families, and due to his recent Tinder experiences, he has a great answer about rigatoni.
No, he's a vegan.
So it holds a lot of sauce, apparently.
Add that a little sprinkle.
Persep loves rigatoni because it holds sauce.
As the resident Italian, rigatoni is the best pasta just because it has enough substance to really tackle a really thick sauce. The sauce really sticks to the pasta very well. As going with the Tinder thing, I'm not going to comment on that.
No comment.
I would like to make a point
really
that I'm
to.
Not commenting. Comment.
Okay, so let me tell you about my...
There's like, some physical... There's some hands being
like,
thrown.
I'm talking about my favorite pasta.
Shade and
okay,
hands.
You have one. It's one type of pasta.
Okay, fine.
Seriously,
I'm not talking about some granny rigatoni.
If you bozos get blood on my Versace sneakers, I'm gonna have to pay the hell that you will be paying as debt to the hell I have to pay. That you have to pay.
Tony Soprano's vodka sauce.
Why?
You can't give us an answer without an explanation.
Because you didn't really think out this before you started.
Well, because he owns a mafioso restaurant in my town.
Okay, we have some cons against rigatoni.
Okay, 64 Chetwynd, your time is up.
First of all, I'd like to mention that unlike Sam, we are not biased, you know? We weren't raised on pasta. We can look at all the pastas objectively.
All right, be ethnocentric.
No. We come from a diverse background. Yeah, we have different opinions.
Yeah, also, you know? Rigatoni takes a long time to boil. We would just like to
add
that.
It's a thick pasta. It's not pasta.
It's harder to chew.
12 minutes.
Okay, all right, 12 minutes.
Time,
right. Excuse me, please hurry up with your statement.
So ours is ravioli because it's the king of all pastas.
It's the king of all pastas. Okay, first of all, it's the OG Hot Pocket. It's the OG pizza roll. You can put anything inside of it. Sweet potatoes. You can put cheese inside.
You can put savory.
Spinach.
You can put sweet.
Are you feeling like you want to be a little healthy? Put some spinach. Are you feeling like you want to not be healthy?
Put some
cheese,
not healthy things.
Cheese,
in there.
Tomatoes. I don't know.
Really, really enjoying that that Republican debate shout out from Ben Kamenoff. Very topical.
That's all.
I would like to say that we are right, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Right wing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your contributions on the never-ending pasta debate. If I had to pick a winner, Rob, who would you think the winner is?
Pick us for Lita.
Pick us for my mother.
Ravioli is a cop-out pasta.
Lita gets a prize.
All right, let's make this real easy, folks.
Hold on. I would also like to debate my mother's point.
I think I've got a tiebreaker.
We have a call. We have a call-in from Lexington.
Oh, we have a street shout-out.
My mother said that creamy garlic parmesan pasta was the best one, which I think she misunderstood the question, but also a very good point.
A great sauce, Ms. Kandani. A great sauce. I think would go Lita well. Would go better with rigatoni.
Excuse me. Order in the court. I think Lita Kandani from Lexington, Kentucky won the pasta debate.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you, Absolutely. Lita. Now we have a song brought to you.
The wisest woman.
We have a song brought to you by our very own Robert Katz. We'll be coming in to you with some songs by our other lovely guests tonight. So let's just see what their vibe is, what they're feeling. So let's take it real slow.
Thank you.
you're talking now.
Oh, yeah. I just, like, wanted to recommend that song. That's Baby by J-Som, who's really, really good. It's probably, like, the best, like, indie pop rock record that's come out in, like I don't know, like, months. So, yeah, no, check her out. J-A-Y space S-O-M. And she put out that record, Everybody Works, like, a couple months ago. And there's a couple songs on that were like, oh, crap. Like, this is really tight. So, yeah. Thanks for letting me do that right now.
Thanks, Rob. So, now, we have our second question of the night, which is, what type of bear is the best type of bear? We will first take answers from the constituents of the Ren 440s. Mm. Take it away.
All right. So our answer is berries. Because who doesn't enjoy a good berry? Raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. Uh-huh. My mother says polar bear because they are cute and they don't need to be washed. They are always clean. Our resident 440s member, Jess Silverman, says pandas, wait, koalas. Anything that won't threaten me, TBH.
Pandas are evidently, like, really vicious.
No, but those aren't bears. Those are marsupials. They're not part of the bear family.
Also, okay. I think koalas have syphilis. I read that somewhere.
All of them.
Do you hear they're dirty, syphilis. Dirty creatures.
Hey, what came the first, the koala or the syphilis?
Did you know that polar bear's fur is actually just clear?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
So their skin is white?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
That's wild. I don't believe you at all.
Okay, we're going to take...
Excuse me, your time is up. We're going to take our answer from the 64 Chetwynd constituents. Thank you. What are you the favorite type of bear?
Well, I would first like to
talk more into the mic.
That the berry answer is wrong.
it's wrong.
This is why I stopped watching TV.
I don't think you're an authority.
Cancel their answer.
Okay, so our favorite bear at 64 Chetwynd is ex-resident Jack Bear. Jack Bear was a lovely fellow who's abroad in Australia right now.
Somewhere in the outback.
He might be dead.
Hopefully he's
probably
not dead.
Probably dead.
We just loved how he would just...
We thought he might die from a similar torture.
Has anyone heard from him recently?
Wait, we have some weighing in information from the general manager of WMFO. Polar bears have black skin.
Who said this?
What? Haley Short. She's the general manager.
Who's this man?
Hi, Haley. Say to Teddy, I also say hi.
So that, anyways, continue with your speech about Jack Bear, please.
When did I learn this?
Jack Bear lived downstairs with me and Hans, and he did his always.
Oh, Jess says that their We're fur is now. Also clear. She supports me.
Great.
Where's Lon?
Whatever.
What?
Confusion.
But yeah, Jack Bear always did his chores, unlike another resident who's here right now.
I'm sorry.
Rob, do your dishes. And he would always be in the way when I had to go to the bathroom, which was
I
fun.
I am not sorry.
Jack Bear was a lot better at Call of Duty, too, than Rob.
He also loves rocks. Can we just give a shout-out to his rocks?
So, thank you.
He would bring girls back to his room by asking them to see his rock collection.
That happened to Jess Silverman.
He's one of the other callers.
So, thank you for your answers. We will now...
let's deliberate.
Let's deliberate about who will win the bear question, and we will come back to you after this lovely song recommended to us by...
Jack Bear.
Not by Jack Bear, by Chemicon. Yes. So let's see what's going on.
Oh, God. Do you recommend King Gizzard?
No.
Recommend the King Gizzard song. I can read, how to make me feel happy, but I read them in a sad light, trying to make a new life. I used to spend all my money that I got from my job, but a robber that a job, need a chance to spend all the dances, all the pretty branches that help me write a new song,
and it gives me a good chance to be a woman. I don't wanna see you, I don't wanna see you, no. And I know what it means to be covered in good music that you never hear, but I'm here.
unemployed. Need to find a way to support all the crazy little hobbies that I used to stop the demons of the melodic noise, like the trouble in music. Need a discipline grounded. Second knock comes to the door, I hit the floor. When the bass is my boredom, pray to the Lord.
But I found myself watching the world in a crazy new optimist way. I'm feeling gorgeous. I'm feeling all the dark that I've seen never happened to me. And I shake them away. Away, away. Cigarette and I breathe in that smoke while you try. I breathe in that smoke while you try.
Yeah. I heard a call in a bathroom stall.
Shalom, who's this?
Hello.
Hiya.
You're on the air.
Shalom, oh, who are ya?
My name is Oliver Marston.
Oh my god, it's Ollie! Ah! Love this kid. Okay, anyway, interrogate him.
Anna, turn his stuff up.
You can't hear him.
Okay, go.
We're gonna turn the cannon off on you.
Who are ya?
Well, I'm a freshman at TOSS. I compete in mock trial and I'm enrolled in 5 classes right now. I don't know what really more you want from me. I like music. I like the radio.
Oh, accent is killing it. It's
really specialty.
Is this a skill that you can pull out in mock trial?
Yeah.
But this isn't a skill. This is, I was born in Aberdeen. I can do an American accent. I can do an American
can
accent
we hear it?
Right now.
Can we hear it?
This is American. I'm trying to speak like a true American soldier person.
Sir, this is terrible.
I can do an Australian. I can do an Australian accent.
Sir, we're getting another caller and you're not doing well enough to keep you on the air. Bye-bye.
Oh, wait, that was my friend.
Yeah, your friend sucks.
Well, your friend sucks.
I hate
you.
Well, hello. Who is this?
It's Wellesley Will here with my buddy Harvard Henry.
Wellesley Will with Harvard Henry.
Wait.
Come
on. Pretty elitist.
You're
listening on the radio?
Your college is going to be like, right? The local fellas. Now, we got things to talk about here. You guys see the quality of the roads in the city? We come to you with an offer to talk about some of the Trump administration shortcomings.
Okay, can you please tell us your grievances?
Harvard Henry. Harvard Henry.
This is so loud.
A lot of people notice it, but every time I go to the doctor, I got to go out fucking
Harvard Henry.
Online. And this guy can't give us a tax return, but what's the deal? I mean, that's a load of crap. I mean, forgive my French, but...
We just can't
Are they still talking?
Who?
Who the heck are these kids?
All right, I don't know who you are.
They're not locals. Come on, what street are you from, Harvard Henry? Come on.
Method?
Braintree?
Braintree?
Look up, right on Mass Ave. Right on Mass Ave. I didn't have a house.
Sudbury?
Dorchester?
Really?
Okay. Sorry, Harvard Henley.
We don't talk
Henry.
To Cambridge kids. Only from Revere kid. North Shore.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Harvard Henry. We gotta hang up now. We gotta hang up now. We have a PSA read to you now by Samuel Persicelli.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill.
Don't make him nervous.
That's good.
First step, not the bear.
This is really relevant content.
Not the bear.
Is that it? Is that what we're learning?
If the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly.
Yikes.
I'm not doing anything, Persepolis.
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC.
You did great.
This message is a public service of the United States Forest Service. And this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears.
And you.
And you.
Thank you for that wonderful message.
I'm learning
message.
A lot here.
That was in honor of Jack Bear.
So Bears. That was a really Beats. Good message.
Battle Star.
Great Jack, message, we miss Sam. You, buddy. Send us a Facebook Jack. Message if you hear us.
He actually Snapchatted me the other day.
So
he's lying.
So excuse me.
I thought he died from testicular torsion.
Excuse me. We have another question coming in for you, hot.
No, we have a caller.
No, we have a question. This is Family Feud, guys.
That's true. We need to get back to our roots.
We need to get back to
Rob is distracting
the reason why we're here.
We're built on feud.
All right, so you look around you. You see there's all these things going wrong in the world. And you think, I got to do something to make this better, to make it better. And you see there's people in Syria getting the teeth kicked in by all these sorts of things, and you go, well, what can I make a difference to do? And so your last question to become Miss America would be what would you do to make the world a better a better place.
Okay, also side note, we never decided who won the bear question.
Oh, the winner of the bear question is...
I don't give a damn.
That's the winner. Thank you so much.
We have a caller.
No more.
All right, we need to decide, Kemma.
Okay, you guys got to decide.
Play my country music
for right now, we're going to play that country music.
Percep wants country
music.
Hold on, I have to
that
find
Percep
it first.
Request.
I'm very disjointed right now.
Good. Okay, can we brainstorm the things that we could do to make it fun? If I want what you want, it hurt now, but only on the outside. If I fall, then at least I fall. 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 Total silence, chance of feeling. So coming back.
Don't take it from me. Put it back.
Coming back to our question, what would you do to make the better place, the world? What would you do to make the world a better place? We're gonna first start with our beautiful, beautiful ladies of the Ren 440s.
What? We started the last time.
Oh, just kidding. We're gonna start with the beautiful ladies of 64 Chatwind.
They're so pretty.
I would take the microphone away from Ben Kamenoff.
TBH. I would get Erin Seifert in here and start a brawl between her,
me, and Sam Persepadopoulos.
See, Faye and I had no problems. I would not.
That's Persephone, the queen of the underworld.
Just
want
to bed together.
The queen of the Byzantine Empire.
He wishes.
Can you think of a better answer?
These are all bad answers. He's We're going to go to our second
I would make
team.
Play country music.
No, okay.
Okay,
so
you know, there's one way that we can really solve things.
Yeah. Solve everything.
Solve everything. It's the thing we come back to time and time again. It's the cornerstone of the liberal party.
Okay.
It's education.
It's higher education for goats.
How do we expand it? We bring it to goats.
Oh,
we believe that a more educated world is a better world. What?
We have public schools in the South.
I think.
Hello?
That's real.
Oh, no. Hello?
Is there a call?
Do we have schools?
I think someone has an input.
The only thing we can do is just educate those
everyone,
who are not yet educated.
We have a remote member of the Ren 440s tuning in to weigh in on her opinion about how to better the world. Let's hear it.
What's your name, darling?
My name has already been said on air about 5 times, and if you don't remember it at this point, that's fine.
It's Jessica.
Jessica Silverman.
Listen to her.
So can we get back to the question at hand, please, everyone?
Who says your name better?
What is up with the accent?
As a joke.
No one needs
Jessica Silverman.
Who are you channeling right now?
Don't know.
We're channeling Ben Kaminoff. So, Jessica, please.
A.K.A. Yenta.
Jessica, please weigh in on what would you do to make the world a better place? Thank you.
Okay, well, to make the world a better place, I would have preserved jams be on every night instead of just on
Monday. You're such a kiss-up.
Wow, you win all the free concert tickets.
Teacher's pet.
Thank you so much for weighing in. I love you so much.
Also, koala bears are called koala bears, so they're a bear.
Yeah.
No, koala bears are marsupials. They're marsupials.
Then why are they called bears?
In the name?
Look it up.
STD-infested bear.
So you're going to count?
What?
That's
slander for the koalas.
Yeah, we will not stand for this injustice against the koala bears.
Libel!
No longer!
Okay, thank you for weighing in, Jessica.
Koala?
Jessica.
Okay. Hi, Jess.
Thank you for your input. We're turning
Jess.
You off. So now we have a really lovely song suggested by Samuel Persicelli. It's May We All by Florida Georgia Line and Tim McGraw, because he thinks that Tufts University should have more country music.
Isn't Tim McGraw a white supremacist? In a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one star hand-me-down four to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, 'cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pipe, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cashed in lotto. Smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall. Fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the hardest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of famous ain't gonna be what makes us and breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing. Play the Travis Tritt right above the two-pot, before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. Where you about to go? Yeah, you learn
honk, 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 honk. That was enough country music for me, to be honest with you.
I feel marginalized.
As a white man from the South, I feel marginalized. So, our next question.
We're ready.
Don't even give us time for this.
It has to be like,
yeah, this has to be an immediate answer.
Yeah.
So my question is,
oh, can this be lightning round?
Ooh, lightning round. Yes, ooh. I like
it. Will be perfect for the song Lightning Bolt coming up after this.
Ooh, there's an idea. Okay, so, best band.
Us.
Oh God. You can't. That's not
Queen.
A lightning bolt. That's like an essay.
Queen wins.
No, you have to Queen get the wins right now. Okay, great.
Lightning
okay
bolt answers.
Thank you.
440
Boys Like
win.
Girls.
NSYNC?
No. You read
the Jonas
time.
Brothers.
No! You're bringing this team down.
Next question. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Cracks are forming. Excuse me. 440s.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Order. Thank you. Next question is, who was the best president?
Obama. Oh. James K. Polk, because he was the only person to fulfill all of his
DTD?
Election promises. also, Obama was Obama.
Jeremy Silver is the best president of DTD.
I would say Martin Van Buren. You're all wrong. Okay,
what?
Next question.
King Buren. A bunch of David
what is?
Yeah, that was like the Trail of Tears, Anna.
Yikes.
I feel like you have to defend yourself now.
We all know Petey's a big fan of Andrew Jackson.
What? He's a convicted felon.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
okay.
Andrew Jackson
next
was
question
shot so many
none
times.
Of them. Alexander
they
Hamilton.
Said he
Henry
rattled
Clay.
The bullets.
I went to the Henry Clay High School. I would just like to say.
Yeah.
The Henry Clay High School.
Okay. James K. Next Holt question is.
Terrible things. Fulfill all his promises.
What is the ultimate type of cheese?
Brie.
No.
String.
Brie is about as original as ravioli for an answer.
we have
blue guy.
That's good.
Let's
have the 440s
with rigatoni.
With string cheese.
Cheddar,
string. Okay. String cheese.
String.
My roommate and I walked 2 miles the other day for string
cheese. Just about anything.
And we don't regret it. We don't regret a second of it.
Do you,
you can
so
eat
we
string
have,
cheese in so many
excuse
ways.
Excuse me, pause on all the conversation. We have a very important
reinforcements.
This is like
wait,
an
this
unfair
is so
fight
unfair now.
There's
we have a
five,
very important
there's
member
five
on our team.
Joining
he's on
us.
Our team.
Moody, you're
excuse
on our
you're
team.
Here. You're on our team.
No, he's not a part
no
of the
yes,
440s.
No, yes, yes, he is. As of right now.
Perception shares my
mic. We need
mic
more.
Yeah.
No.
Well, while we're figuring this out, we're going to play another song.
All right, Moody, you have been promoted.
Is this Lightning Bolt?
How do you feel about moving?
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt. Siren of an ambulance comes howling right through the center of town. And no one blinks an eye and I look up to the sky for the path of a lightning bolt. The angels parted for her. She only brought me torture. That's what happens when it's you that's standing in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with gritted teeth, but I just stand by and I wait my time. They say you gotta toe the line. They want the wall and not the wine. But when I see the signs, I'll jump on that line. People tell you not to take chances, and they'll tell you that there aren't any answers. And I'm starting to agree, but I woke suddenly in the path of a lightning bolt. Fortune, people talking all about fortune. Do you make it or does it just call you? In the blinking of an eye, just another passerby in the path of a lightning bolt. Everyone I see just walks the walk with grit. Inside.
lying back gazing skyward when the moment got shattered. I remember what she said, and then she fled in the path of a lightning ball.
So I heard that song on a Kia commercial, and I really liked it. I saved it.
I knew someone who did advertising for Kia back when.
There's your explanation, folks.
WMFMO is not sponsored by Kia. This is not a formal endorsement.
So we're coming at you now with another question for our Family Feud, and now we are joined by another member of 64 Chatwind. Please introduce yourself, sir.
Please, God.
Hi, I'm Chris. I live upstairs at 64 Chatwind, but at current, I guess I'm competing with the
Ren 440.
Yeah. So
to make the teams even, so that's what we're working with, folks. Here's the next question.
Supposed to give them another chance.
Really says a lot about
we're winning.
The 44 family. Yeah. They weren't able to get more than two people together.
You know, you could have a party.
Okay.
Not only did they have to share...
Rob, I would like to think about it another
housemates.
Way. Because our members, members have better things to be doing.
I don't
willingly
really
want to
do this anymore.
What does that say?
You're making me not want to do this.
What does that say?
You're making me not want to do this.
Please stop interrupting our
You're making me not want to be here.
Good.
All right, so... See you later, alligator. Who can finish this one for me?
Wait, we buzz in.
No, it's
major
not. No,
laser.
It's you wanna. You look like you wanna say something.
It's something crocodile.
In a while.
Crocodile.
Bill Nye the
Science. Yes. So which one do you say when someone says goodbye?
Goodbye, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Goodbye, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
No, thank you so much.
No, thank you
okay,
so much.
Does Chris Moody have any input on this? You need to be carrying our team right now.
I got nothing. I don't even have headphones
here. Thanks so much.
Damn it.
So our answer from 64 Chatwind wins this round.
What?
Thank you, 64 Chatwind. Now I have a new song by Kendrick. It's good.
Which one?
Loyalty. I like it.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher. Girl, you look so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that pussy good, it's to die for. It's a secret society. Oh yes, it's true. All we got is love. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Gun Fu Kenny Nim. My resume is real enough for two millenniums. A better way to make a wish, not defending them. I meditate and moderate all of my wins again. I'm hanging on the fence again, I'm always on your mind. I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. Ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now. Only for the dollar sign.
Bad girl, leave it now. Swear, leave it now. On your pulse, I can see the end. Gas on a bitch, like it's premium. Hard ass on a bitch, all in the fast lane. Been a bad bitch, with before and the cash came. I'm established, 100 carats. Got my name, run the atlas. I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm a asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy out, shimmy out, shimmy out, yeah. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside, yeah. You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost so. I done came down so hard, I slow. I done sleep a hell of a holler, real nigga won't. I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Tell me who you're loyal to.
Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes in the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't stop? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart. Tell me who you loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself and the fans? I said, tell me who you loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would slide for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what
I
for.
Said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Tenfold, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You acting shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be another day, baby.
That's a great song. I'm into it. You're into it. We're all into
song.
It. It's really good.
Good song.
So we have approximately 3 minutes left. So what does that mean? We're going to wrap up this episode of Preserve Jams.
And real put a little bow on it.
And put a little bow on it. And we're going to wrap up some Family Feud. I don't know where that sentence is going, but it went somewhere. So
who's Miss America?
So who do you think won?
Who's Miss America?
We did.
I think my mom did.
I think
440's
won, to be honest.
What? No, yes. Sam.
he's doing that to look good.
He's doing that to look good.
I don't care.
You know, I would have to say.
I'm so humble.
I would actually take a point away from them.
For kissing up.
Yeah.
I would. You know what I would say?
Yeah, but their team gave the I love the preserved jam.
Their team was the worst. That was the. So what are we gonna do?
Oh my god! This is highly subjective.
I kind of want to give it to ourselves.
I want to give it to ourselves.
Yeah, for doing a great job.
We did a really good job hosting.
I think you should give it to Mrs. Kondani.
I don't know why.
Taking this away from Lita. A sweet person and
sweet woman sitting,
sweet lady, just listening in to support her daughter.
What are you talking about?
Saba's mom.
She's been listening this whole time.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yeah.
She
recommended
thanks,
thanks. A she great song.
The winners of Family Feud of this episode of Preserve Jams are me, Anna, Rob Katz, and Lita Kondani from Lexington, Kentucky.
Give it up for Lita.
Yes, Lita.
Yes.
Woo! You won. You won the entire show, and we're so happy for you.
The show now.
The whole show.
It's yours
it's
now.
Her, it's her great. Show. So we're going to...
Everything
we're gonna,
the light touches.
What's like a lit song to play us out to?
Humble.
We should all sing.
No,
we should all sing.
Play something from Kentucky.
Play something... Play like
play
a jam.
Play some bluegrass.
Play a jam.
A jam?
Like a
swimming song.
Something you would hear at a bat mitzvah after party, you know?
Swimming song
okay,
is
okay, okay. I got you. Okay.
4 or 5 seconds.
Kentucky and the largest...
No, we're going to play... The Black Eyed Peas.
I was like, wow, I kind of like marbles.
Where's the world?
Wow, that's a really... No.
Where's the world?
Ready?
Yeah, do I got a feeling? Do I got a feeling? It's the best actress.
That's actually a really good one.
That's a good song.
It's the best
actress. Oh! I got a feeling! Oh, no. We're going to sing this entire song. I'm leaving the mics on for this song. I got a feeling. That tonight's going to be a good night.
Not yet, Anna.
I'm leaving the mics on.
This is just unnecessary.
We have to add our own.
Just leave it. Say hello.
I got a feeling
that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Also, my mom says yeehaw. That was her response to winning this whole thing.
Tonight's gonna be